This is Dr. Schumacher dictating an initial history and physical on a patient named Stephen Witte. Last name W-I-T-T-E. Stephen is S-T-E-V-E-N. Date was January the 13th, 2022. Place was the Lodges of Durand. New paragraph. Patient profile. Mr. Witte is a 72-year-old male who moved in about 2 to 3 weeks ago, period. He was seen for initial evaluation, and he had a recent stroke and was in rehab. And he has left side weakness and dysarthria. New paragraph, history of present illness. Mr. Witte has had a stroke when he was up in Gladwin on November 23rd of last year, period. He couldn't remember all the details, but he ended up having to be sent to University of Michigan Hospital by helicopter, period. He was there for 30 days. Then he was in rehab until December 27th, and then came here for 2 to 3 weeks, period. There's limited information that I have available, period. He is said to have had cerebral edema and compression of the brain, according to the diagnosis noted, period. He had a right hemiplegia and hemiparesis due to the stroke, period. I couldn't tell from him whether it was hemorrhagic, but it seemed to be from the description of his diagnosis, period. He's had a history of atrial fibrillation, but he had an ablation in August 2022, period. He's not on any anticoagulation other than aspirin. Period. He has a history of hypertension, but this is currently stable at the present time, period. I do see a history in the, at some point of a non-traumatic intracerebral hemorrhage in the brainstem, but it's not clear from the information I have whether it happened at this time, this stroke, period. However, he did say he was in the ICU for much of the month that he was in the hospital, period. I suspect he had a hemorrhage, period. He states that he's had histories of syncopal episodes in the past, period. He had twice where he blacked out, and then there was there were other times he was still able to see but seemed to be out of it, period. He couldn't give me much more detail, though, period. He currently is weaker on the left side and admits to decreased grip. And at this point in time, he still cannot walk, but he's still getting physical therapy with the goal of ambulation. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional. He reports double vision, especially on lateral gaze. The constitutional, no fever or chills, unclear about weight loss. An eye, he reports double vision, mostly with lateral gaze on either side. ENT, he has decreased hearing, especially on the left side. Slight dysphagia, and he's on a tube feeding and wishes to be on a regular diet, but he is on a puree diet as well. Respiratory, occasional cough, but no dyspnea, cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. He's not dizzy now. GI, he feels gaseous feeling in the stomach, period. He's had two endoscopies in the past, and he couldn't tell me completely whether it was normal, but he has been on Prilosec, but he doesn't think that either the Prilosec or the Nexium he's on now is doing anything for him. No change in bowel habits, no diarrhea or constipation. Do you know dysuria or other complaints? Musculoskeletal, similar shoulder pain and neck pain. CNS, left side weakness, no headaches. He's had syncopal episodes in the past. Skin, no rash or itch, hematologic. No current bruising or bleeding anywhere. New paragraph, past history. Cerebrovascular accident. Non-traumatic hemorrhage. And the diagnosis I had shows intracerebral hemorrhage and brainstem, and I'm not clear what that means. Hemiplegia, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis, constipation, dysphagia, oropharyngeal, autosomal status, dizziness, visual hallucinations. He was said to have delirium in the past, major depression, recurrent obstructive sleep apnea, hyperlipidemia. New paragraph family history. His father died at 83 of a brain tumor. His mother died at 84, period. It's not. There's a maternal uncle with diabetes mellitus, and her maternal grandmother had cardiovascular disease. New paragraph. Social history. He never smoked. No ethanol abuse, period. He is single, has never married, and does not have any children. New paragraph, medications, acetaminophen, 650 milligrams every 6 hours, period, aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, atorvastatin, 10 milligrams daily, Nexium, 40 milligrams daily, gabapentin, hundred milligrams three times a day, melatonin, 6 milligrams nightly, metoprolol, 12.5 milligrams twice a day, milk and magnesia, 30 mLs daily, Miralax, 17 grams and 48 ounces of water daily, Senna-Docusate, 8.6/50, one tablet daily. New paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Blood pressure 110 over 84, pulse 72, respiratory rate 18. New paragraph mental status. Affect was normal. He didn't seem depressed. He was totally oriented to time and place, period. He could tell me the date, day, year, month, and season, and he could tell me the place, city, state, county, and floor, period. He's oriented to person. He was not delusional or showing hallucinations. New paragraph, head and neck, pupils equal and reactive to light. He had a diplopia and gaze to both the right and left side, period. The right eye didn't seem to move fully in all, too far, fully to the left, period. Sorry, it didn't move fully to the right. Oral mucosa, eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Oral mucosa normal, use normal inspection. Neck supple, no mass, no nodes. Trachea midline, lungs. There were occasional secretions, no wheezes, no crackles, lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular, normalis 1 is 2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen, soft and not tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS, cranials revealed. A very trivial left facial weakness, but not severe. And diplopia, as noted above. And slight weakness of the right lateral rectus. He had a left hemiplegia, but it was not completely absent, period. His grip was a bit weaker, but he had grip, period. He was weaker in left thigh flexion, was able to do a little bit against resistance at 4 out of 5 period. He was 4 minus out of 5 in knee flexion and 4 minus out of 5, let's just say 4 out of 5 in elbow flexion period. In paragraph, musculoskeletal, he has decreased range of motion of the left shoulder. There's no acute joint inflammation or fusion elsewhere period. He has the left weakness period. No back tenderness period. New paragraph, skin was intact, dormant, dry, without rash or major lesions. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mr. Whitty had a cerebrovascular accident that appeared to be a bleed, period. He has residual left hemiplegia and diplopia and slight dysarthria, period. Okay. He is on aspirin, 1 milligrams daily, which I will continue, period. Two, there's a history of atrial fibrillation, and the heart rate did seem regular, and he did state he had an ablation, period. I recommend follow-up with Dr. Hassan, his cardiologist. Other diagnoses include dilated cardiomyopathy and hypertension, period. His hypertension now appears stable, and he's on metoprolol, 12.5 milligrams twice a day, period. Three, he has history of gastroesophageal reflux disease, but he didn't complain of that unless I'm stopping the esomeprazole, E-S-O-M-E-P-R-A-Z-O-L-E, and we'll watch to see if he develops this, period. As far as neuropathy, and I'll continue gabapentin, 100 milligrams three times a day, period. 5 is hyperlipidemia, and I'll continue atorvastatin, 10 milligrams daily. Six, he has dysphagia, and I'll ask for speech therapy to see into a swallowing assessment, period. Currently, he is open to home care and getting occupational and physical therapy, period. I'll follow him at the lodges. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.